You're listening to SBS News.
A high-pressure situation, the world is watching. Iran has now passed the uranium enrichment cap set in 2015 by the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, or JCPOA, passing 4.5% purity, according to the Iran Atomic Energy Organization. Iran increased its enrichment program beyond the approved cap after the US pulled out of the JCPOA and reimposed sanctions. Undeterred by Iran's moves, Washington says it needs to turn up the heat. The man who is largely responsible for the Trump administration's hawkish stance on Iran, John Bolton, says the pressure is working. Speaking at a summit meeting of the lobby group Christians United for Israel, the National Security Advisor said the sanctions won't stop until Iran ends its nuclear weapons program.
We will continue to increase the pressure on the Iranian regime until it abandons its nuclear weapons program and ends its violent activities across the Middle East, including conducting and supporting terrorism around the world. Tehran's continued pursuit of a nuclear program, including recent increases in uranium stockpiles and enrichment levels, is in direct violation of its commitments under the nuclear deal.
At the same event, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo warned Iran that expanding its nuclear program will lead to further isolation and sanctions.
You know the stories, but we've implemented the strongest pressure campaign in history against the Iranian regime, and we are not done. We've cut off billions in funds that the Islamic Republic of Iran's leadership would have used for various nefarious purposes, not the least of which would have been their efforts to destroy the state of Israel.
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the enrichment is proof that Iran is investing in further developing nuclear weapons. He called on France, Britain and Germany, all signatories to the 2015 deal, to add to the economic pressure on Iran.
Now Iran is trying to lash out to reduce the pressure. They attack tankers, they down American drones, they're firing missiles at their neighbors. And it's important to respond to these actions, not by reducing the pressure, but by increasing the pressure. And we have to continue to take away the regime's sources of revenue and its ability to fund terrorism.
French President Emmanuel Macron will send a diplomatic advisor to Iran in a bid to reduce tensions. But one other signatory to the 2015 deal has wasted no time in speaking out. China says the US is bullying Iran through economic sanctions. Here's spokesperson Geng Shuang.
What I want to emphasize is that the maximum pressure the US imposes on Iran is the root cause of the crisis in the Iranian nuclear issue.
Jessica Washington, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.